This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Don't have to wait any longer. It is Wednesday. Wednesday, November the 1st, 2023. It's the beginning of Alzheimer's Awareness Month, among other things. And there is a lot of, there's a charity called Hilarity for Charity, which is a nonprofit founded by a bunch of comedians. I think Seth Rogen's involved in it, among others. And they're out to raise dough for the to try to spread awareness of Alzheimer's, which, in case you're not on top of it, 6 million Americans, 6 million Americans have Alzheimer's. And who knows dementia and how much is being done. There's a lot of research being done, for sure. Understanding how your brain works, how you keep it healthy, if you're smoking anything, drinking anything that's alcoholic, you're asking for it, because that's where the stuff takes root there. It kills the cells in your brain. What's more important than having your brain function correctly than being focused on brain health? That's why I take as much, I have 3 or 4 capsules of fish oil a day. Not only is it good for my heart and my system, my joints and everything like that, but also, and I take Calitrin too every day, because it's good for those same things, and then it's good for your brain. Mm-hmm. You have to keep your brain energized. Dr. Ken Kronhaus will tell you that. That'll be one of the things we talk about, by the way, this week on Good Day Health with Dr. Ken, and the whole business of this being Alzheimer's Awareness Month. A lot of research. We all know that. It's heavily funded by private interests, and that's good. Mm-hmm. It's such a dark disease, though.
It is, and you never know who it will get, because it can be, like you said, Doug, it can be lifestyle-related, it can be age-related.
Your head could get hit by something.
Environmental. Yeah, lifestyle factors. I have a family member who one of her in-laws has, not Alzheimer's, but dementia, and that was brought on by, she was having a surgery for something else, and she ended up having a significant seizure that led to a stroke while on the operating table, and was never the same. It led to onset, like some kind of sudden onset dementia, mm-hmm. that was related to what happened to her body during the surgery.
You know, what also is being done in terms of the research on Alzheimer's, the effect that music has on your brain. And your music choices matter, apparently, when it comes to reducing the risk of getting Alzheimer's. Who would have thought? You know, you tease me. I have a close friend who is my physical therapist, and we were talking about this yesterday, because I don't know how we got off onto it. We were talking about some of the older music, and she liked some weird group because she liked that stuff, the Metallicas of that era. And that sort of thing, according to this research, is not good for your brain. Loud music that creates almost a physical pain in your brain. Now, I don't know how you measure that, because a lot of people who like this stuff, it gives them pleasure, and you'd think that pleasure would reduce the pain no matter where you get the pleasure. Right? Wouldn't you think that would be the case?
Yeah. But apparently, and there's just some music that's better to do certain tasks with. Like when you're working out, you want something maybe a little bit more upbeat, unless you're doing a slower kind of workout, if you're cleaning.
Yeah.
But yeah.
But the term relaxing music, how does that apply to people that relax to different kinds of music, I guess? Most of the time we think about, you know, people my age think of relaxing to Mantovani or, you know.
To Mozart.
Do you know who Mantovani is? I should ask James that, right?
I know who Mozart is.
Yeah, right. James, you know who Mozart or Mantovani are?
I know who Mozart. Mantovani? Why does that sound familiar? Tell me.
Well, because Mantovani is the director of an orchestra, a sort of fine string orchestra that plays a lot of classical music, and if you look up Mantovani and then you look up some of the classical music greats, there's some Mantovani, and there could be a connection between Mantovani and Mozart in some circumstances, but it's the stuff that you hear on the classical music stations, and some people think that there's a channel on Sirius that has just instrumental music that is obviously identifiable because it's instrumental music from the hits. Like, take a hit song, and there's always going to be somebody who'll put it to an instrumental to an instrumental purpose, if you will. So anyway, but the emotional response and the response that your brain has, very positive to soothing, good, soft music. And so, but I would ask the question, and this is something I don't see in the research here, whether it's just music that you like, because a lot of people, again, going back to the business of Morrison or to the stuff that had, what was it, Metallica had an album cover. I remember because I worked, Bob's listening to this and we get a kick out of it, because I did mornings on a heavy metal station in Boston for a while. It was really out of my wheelhouse for sure. I made it work though for a while. I just didn't like it. And so fortunately something else came along and I went to do it. But the album covers and some of the stuff and the people that I worked with, the characters who were disc jockeys, and they tried to, there was a guy named Jackson who was on after me, and he tried to, he had long hair and a beard, and he tried to live the part. I didn't have long hair and didn't have a beard. I just was
he would announcer. Introduce the song and then turn it down.
Yeah, exactly right.
I can totally see that.
Yeah. Excuse me. Anyway, another story from another time. All right, let's see what's going on around the world elsewhere. The North Koreans have closed embassies around the world. This has been something that's been lost because of all the focus on what's going on with Israel and Hamas. And frankly, the Matthew Perry death has taken a lot of oxygen out of the rooms as well. And because he was such a beloved character. Now, there's still, every day there's something. Here's the story today about his body. And what time he died, and the fact that he drowned because he had a heart attack, and what the new report is today. Hey, listen, what difference does it make? The guy's dead. All right, well, so...
One of the common things that have been coming out with this were he had significant struggles. He never went back and rewatched any of Friends. He never watched the Friends episodes because he could pinpoint how he looked, what his addiction was at that moment. That was just very difficult for him. But you talk to anybody around him, people loved him because they genuinely felt loved by him. He seemed like he had this amazing heart, and he was just such a tortured soul, but he never projected that out to other people.
Anyway, so that's taken. I think the North Korea thing is an important item that we ought to have on our mind, because the reason that the embassies have been closed in various countries is because the impact of sanctions that have been aimed at curbing the money going to North Korea that they're using for nuclear research and missile programs and that sort of thing. So because governments are either criticizing or saying, you can't buy this from our country, the North Koreans are closing these embassies down. 12 of them were closed yesterday. So, that's interesting to see that. All right, let's go to my favorite spot. Did I go to the NASA website already today, or was that yesterday? I always go there.
Did I talk about
something from NASA? Yeah, I did, the solar stuff, right? All right, well, anyway, here's another thing that I just stumbled upon that's worth a moment or two of our time. The fact that the that NASA has sent up to the space station embryos, mouse embryos, to see if they would grow in space. And apparently, they've done not only to the International Space Station, but they've also put them on other space flights. I don't know how they monitor the cells and all that stuff, but apparently, according to some of the Japanese researchers who are quoted here in this NASA article, microgravity had no effect on the embryos. That is, the embryonic development was the same in mice on the spaceship as it was here on Earth. Now, does that mean, I suppose that would lead us to believe if you had the Ichiku Park feelings up in space, and I always wondered about that. What happens when they send two women up in space with a couple of men, and they're up there for a year? What the hell do you think is going to happen? Anyway, but so this would lead one to believe that if you got pregnant in space, that the embryo would develop normally. Right? So those of you who plan to get pregnant in space, there you go. You're all set.
Check that off your bucket list.
Yeah, right, exactly. Check! Number of sea turtle nests in Florida rising. Beaches see three times as many. I'm looking at the Palm Beach Post. And here's the one of the lead articles today about the number of sea turtles and sea turtle nests that they're seeing on the beaches there and around the beaches, three times as many as last year. Okay? So that's good. Yeah? Don't you think? That's good. Flag football soaring in popularity around the country. In Colorado, they made a special point of one of my friends. There's these two boys who were playing football last Sunday, and I was talking to him about this. The flag football is okay. It seems to be much safer. And now, what's going on? Some of the more rugged high school girl athletes are starting flag football teams and leagues because they want to be able to play the sport. As a matter of fact, there are some women in college trying to get it introduced into college athletic programs, which would be kind of interesting to see and watch. So there. A couple of things off the beaten path for you here on Good Day at 18 after the hour.
Oh, I think we're lost again.
Wait, what does that sign over there say?
Caution, wildlife crossing?
No, next to it.
If you're a 6 year older, you may be at increased risk of serious consequences from RSV, respiratory syncytial virus, compared to adults younger than 60. Ouch. I didn't know that.
Not all dangers come with warning labels. Talk to your pharmacist or doctor about getting vaccinated against RSV today. RSV vaccines, including Pfizer's, are available. Learn more at bewareofrsv.com. Brought to you by Pfizer.
Jim Gaffigan here with some more Straight Talk. Now you can get a Walmart Plus membership. Plus, not pay for it, because it's included with Straight Talk wireless plans. You get free delivery with Walmart Plus, plus a Paramount Plus subscription included. Plus, you pay less for gas. That's a lot of pluses.
Only Straight Talk gives you unlimited 5G data and Walmart Plus included on select plans for free.
Straight Talk Wireless, available at Walmart.
Requires service on Gold or Platinum Unlimited. One offer per eligible account. Paramount Plus Essential Plan only. Separate registration required. Additional terms apply.
See better and drive safer with new bulbs from O'Reilly Auto Parts. Get a better view of the road and save. Receive a $15 O'Reilly gift card after rebate, plus two times O Rewards points with the purchase of Sylvania Silver Star Ultra or select ZXE Twin Pack bulbs. Replace your old bulbs and see better. Stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts or O'ReillyAuto.com.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I feel like I'm constantly cleaning hair off my bathroom floor. At least my Swiffer Sweeper makes it easy. Swiffer Heavy Duty Dry Cloths have ultra-thick pads to trap and lock hairs, like a hair magnet. And when I'm finished cleaning up my hair, Swiffer takes care of his too. Now the hair's gone, all thanks to Swiffer. Try Swiffer Sweeper Heavy Duty Dry Cloths. I promise you'll love them or your money back. And also try Swiffer Sweeper Wet to make quick work of tough, sticky messes.
T.
Shahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Just I'm distracted a little bit by all the Matthew. The Matthew Perry stuff that's around, it's very troubling, frankly. And I don't want to make a big deal out of it. Well, I mean, it is a big deal, but I don't know what else you can say. And that's what, but the continually hashing up this stuff, you know, it just makes people more sad. So who needs more of that, frankly?
It's very sad. I mean, his addiction wasn't the thing that took him out. It was, he found sobriety. He, you know, he was doing so much better. And
well, the addiction did indirectly take him out because of the damage that the addiction did to his organs and to his, you know, intestines and his stomach and his colon, and he had a lot of trouble because of his addiction that led to this problem with his heart. But yeah, anyway, it's a learning experience. I don't know. I think more people are affected, frankly, by it than because of what he meant. You said it well a few minutes ago, actually. People love this guy because he was a lover of people. You could see it. You could feel it. You could sense it even if you didn't know the guy. I never met him, but I look at pictures of him, and I look at the video of him and things, that interview that he did with Elizabeth Vargas that's been on a lot, because she had addiction problems as well. That's why she left, I think, ABC. She's now on News Nation with some of the other really great news people in the country. But you know, they were talking about what happened to their lives. And then you get into, and I'm off on a tangent here now, but the number of people that get addicted to substance, whether it's tobacco, whether it's alcohol, or whether it's certain types of drugs, heroin, opium, any of that stuff, it's going to lead to your demise. It's going to kill you. It killed my mother at the age of 50. And you see, you know, this guy's 54. And he's gone. So you want a short life, then abuse yourself. Maybe that's the message. All right, I'm going to get off of this and find something else that's a little brighter. Right after this.
It's been tough talking to my doctor about constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. I finally laid all my symptoms out there and how they keep coming back. She said I may have irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. We agreed it's time to try something different.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2 years old. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Visit a doctor in person or online. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by AbbVie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
So if you watch daytime TV, I guess I did find something else that would upset you. I shouldn't laugh about it. This guy's 50 years old, Tyler Christopher, who had been on General Hospital in Days of Our Lives. You know, there are some actors who have had opportunities. You know, Jennifer Aniston started, for example, on a soap opera. Sophia Bush did. I'm trying to think of some of the other guys that did, and they went on to other things. Some people don't, they choose not to do that. That are big time stars of General Hospital and Days of Our Lives. And so was the situation with Tyler Christopher, who passed away yesterday. He was only 50. Wow, that's a shocker. 28 after the hour here on Good Day.
Rob tried to manage his constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating day after day. After realizing it was irritable bowel syndrome with constipation or IBS-C, he found another way and finally said yes to adding Linzess.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2 years old. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by AbbVie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hey, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. Protesters interrupted Congress yesterday while lawmakers were discussing giving large amounts of your money to fund the wars in Europe and the Middle East. Secretary of State Anthony Blinken was interrupted several times during the opening statement by yelling demonstrators. Blinken testified before the Senate Appropriations Committee in support of the Biden administration wanting to spend $105 billion for the support. The number of deaths and people missing in Mexico after Hurricane Otis is roughly 100. The storm hit Acapulco last week as a Category 5 storm. The governor of Guerrero State said yesterday that at least 45 people were killed and 47 remain missing. The National Hurricane Center said Hurricane Otis intensified rapidly, with winds increasing by 115 miles an hour in a single day before it hit Mexico. Lance Pry, USA News.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll-free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
A good day, Gary.
It's going to be a good day.
It has been a good day.
Next caller, go ahead.
Creative minds make creative thinking. We want to hear some of your creativity. Call 855-999-DOUG. That's 855-999-3684.
Time to clear my weary head Wednesday morning.
Wednesday.
My blues away.
November 1st, Doug Steffen's Good Day program with Jay Kirshner. Trusting my intuition, trusting your intuition. We all need to trust our intuition. It's such a wonderful natural gift. You were born with an intuition, like you were born with a heart and a brain. It's intuition that it's, you know, and I'm not talking about, well, yeah, I guess I am talking about the, you know, we talk to psychics or mediums or spiritual teachers. There are those who can help you understand and develop your intuition. I've been very fortunate. I have, I think, pretty good innate intuitive skills when it comes to people, especially. I don't know that I always
get it with situations, but I am very good with people. Maybe it's because over the years I've talked to so many people because of what I've done for a living, and it's allowed me to get body language understood, vocal intonations, what your eye, you know, it's all that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Eye contact or lack
thereof.
All those
nonverbal cues.
Yeah, right, exactly. It's important stuff to have. So I'm happy, I'm fortunate, I'm thankful that I have it. All right, so we got Wednesday, November 1st. The number one item that I see here is the leader of Hamas getting killed, which is what the Israelis want. They say that today a senior commander who directed the October 7th attack, they found out where he was, and they got him. Which is part of what they want to do. That's what they're trying to do, is get to these people. Now, then the other side of it is, okay, so you kill him and the next guy. It's like taking the head off a snake. You know, there'd be another snake that comes up. But they've killed 8,500 people in Gaza so far in order to get this guy. So what is that? I mean, they've killed other people that are members of Hamas for sure, but they also have killed a lot of people that were innocents, and so that's where the criticism comes. Never mind from the Palestinians, but from the rest of the world, there's that criticism. How dare you do this? And yada yada yada. So, excuse me, I get that, but where's the how dare you people in Hamas attack Israel? It's a two-sided coin. And none of it is leading to a good place. So I just am looking at some of the stats here. And I don't want to go over them, Jay, because they don't really do nothing. An interesting thing with JetBlue Airlines. I'm not a fan of JetBlue. I don't like them. I don't ride on them. I think they had a great product when they started, and they got too big too fast. And so now the United States government has taken JetBlue on an antitrust trial. The proposed acquisition of Spirit Airlines for $4 billion. Justice Department, I'm looking at the Boston papers this morning because it is going on here in Boston, but there are a bunch of states arguing the merger would limit flight options, result in higher fares, which of course is true.
That's the whole thing. JetBlue and Spirit are supposed to be the more affordable options.
JetBlue is exactly the same price. Like Southwest used to say that. That's what they started with. Their prices are exactly the same as American, United, and Delta. JetBlue, the same thing. You don't get a deal on JetBlue going anywhere. So the fact that they've got the balsam to say, oh, we're going to save all mergers, they all say the same thing. It's really... it almost is like desperation because they can't find a good reason for doing it other than their bottom line. But, you know, they have to, if this doesn't work, Spirit will be ahead of the game because when they made the deal, JetBlue agreed to give them a $470 million breakup fee. That'll go right to the shareholders. So, if Spirit stays, you know, they have another $470 million. It's a horrible airline. Spirit is worse than the two worst airlines merging. Can you imagine what that's going to create? Yeah, right. I talk a lot.
I'm not sure there's even a word for it.
No, it isn't. It's like ridiculous. And, you know, these airlines got bigger. American ate up, or the vice versa. Let's see. The old U.S. Air bought America West, and that combination bought American Airlines when it went bankrupt. And so we have the largest airline in the world operating out of bankruptcy by the fellow Doug Parker, who put the deal all together, smart guy. But what has happened to the service on American? It's crap in comparison to what it used to be. And that's because they've eliminated, in essence, by buying up American, they put three airlines together. I mean, even U.S. Air was Piedmont before that, and bits and pieces of Eastern, and all of this stuff that comes. And that's what's going on.
going on in business in general today. It's not just the JetBlue thing, but this week on the American Family Farmer, you'll hear me talking to Phil Lempert, who is the supermarket guru, about all of the mergers. There's a merger proposed between Kroger and Albertsons that he was talking about, which will make it the biggest food chain in the world. In the world. They'll operate thousands of supermarkets and control the prices in those arenas. And no matter what they say about, oh, yeah, it's good because we have no resources, bah, bunk 'em. It's all about the bottom line. And that's what American business is about. And you'll find no complaints from me when it comes to capitalism, unless it gets to this point where it's so unbridled that it affects you, the user. Kroger and Albertson getting together isn't going to be good for you. It's going to be good for them. It's not going to be good for you any more than the other four major, supermarket chains that pretty much control 90-some-odd percent of the grocery store business in the country. And the same is happening in most, I can point to the dairy industry as far as the farms are concerned, and the consolidation of Dairy Farmers of America with another one of the groups, they have three or four of these around, or used to, now there's only one or two. And that's why the farmers milking cows are getting screwed, because they're controlling the price in collusion, complete collusion, with the people who are the producers. Because there's only one or two main producers, families, that are controlling most of the fluid milk supply in the country. And you go, you know, down the, whether it's the airlines, whether it's the, you know, the supermarkets, and then you go to the drugstore chains, and then you go to the malls, where you walk into any mall in America, and all they all look the same because they're all the same stores. Right? Look at how the big department stores, Federated Department Stores, now has just become Macy's. It used to be all of these department stores around the country. Now there's one.
There were a lot more. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, it's because they've Federated Macy's, bought up everybody's, all the stores. So they're gone. Except for Macy's. That's the way it works, though. Anyway. So let's go to Orlando, Florida for a conversation about the high school in Orlando taking away students' phones. Ah, what a great idea, right? Florida has passed a law that requires public school districts to impose rules barring students' cell phone use during class time. And in the case of this school in Orlando, they said to the kids, when you come to school, leave the phone in your locker, and if you don't, you get expelled. Mm-hmm. Pretty simple.
Oh, extreme expulsion. That's like a little bit extreme.
Well, you get, I think you... you
that kind of goes with telling people chances. What to think rather than how to think. Give them...
But it's so disruptive. That's the problem, Jay. It's so disruptive, and the exasperated parents, not only in Florida but all around the country. You know, who's doing the parenting? The kids say, "I'm going to take my phone to school." The parents say, "No, leave it home," and the kids take it to school anyway. And there's all kinds of...
Well, in today's world,
they spend their time with the platform of videos, and the teachers are trying to teach, and these kids are all over Snapchat and TikTok and...
Well, yeah, there's no place for social media while you're at school. You definitely don't want to be doing any of that. But if, as a parent, and my son's not old enough yet, but when he is, I would want him to have his phone at school in case of an emergency. We live in a society where... There's just a lot of danger in this world that seems to keep happening more often than when I was in school. An actual issue where we had to be evacuated from the school, and it was only a threat, but still, that was never a thing in my education career, I guess you would say, as a student. But my son is going to do not just fire drills, but he has to do gun safety drills as if there's an active shooter. Kids today are doing active shooter drills. I didn't have that. Your Six. Kids didn't yeah. grow up with that. Yeah.
No. I grew up with CONELRAD alerts where this is during the Cold War in the 1950s when in elementary school we were sent to the boiler room. We practiced going to the boiler room in the school to protect us in case of a nuclear national emergency. Going to the boiler room isn't going to do anything for you.
It's not going to do anything.
Ridiculous. No.
It's scary nonetheless, especially as a child.
Yeah. No. So, you know, going back to this thing in Florida, I'm looking, there's a quote from Governor DeSantis. I was just thinking to myself as I'm looking at this, nobody talks about this guy anymore. He's nowhere to be found. Now, people say, well, he's in the debates and stuff, but he's disappeared from the landscape. He's not even considered like the second person in line. Nikki Haley is now the second in line for the Republican nomination throne. Isn't it interesting how all the energy that got pushed behind this guy and then the way he came across, he killed himself. I think he's his own worst enemy. The way he attacks some of this stuff, yeah, it might go over in Florida, but a lot of those attitudes don't go over well around the country,
mm-hmm.
and his demise seems to show that. So, anyway, I just thought that was an interesting anecdotal reality. I want to bring you around to thinking about the way for you to enjoy Halloween candy, Thanksgiving dinner, all the parties and festivities that are being planned now for the end of the year. Every year it's the same story. Every year you start putting on weight about now. And it goes through, you know, the holidays that I just enumerated. So what do you do about that? You take a posture, a defensive posture, and start now on the Calitrin program. Got it? You get on the program, so you give yourself a fighting chance not to gain as much weight. And in fact, this is the non-toxic way to get rid of and keep the weight off. So why not go to toploss.com right now while you're thinking about it and see how the program works for you. There's still another week of the Halloween discounts pretty much on everything. And they send out email blasts to tell you when there's deals on various products and that sort of thing. I think last week was Customer Appreciation Week. And that was kind of cool. They've always got some bargain. They've always got something going on. But take it from me. This is the way to lose weight, keep it off, stay healthy, and don't take any drugs. All natural Calitrin, losing weight the right way. Check it out. Use the discount code Doug. When you do buy the product, you get free delivery and all the discounts on everything there on their product line.
Let's head out. The theater's about to close.
Wait, what does that sign say?
A warning, watch your step?
No, next to it.
If you are 60 or older, you may be at increased risk of serious consequences from RSV, respiratory syncytial virus, compared to adults younger than 60. I didn't know that.
Not all dangers come with warning labels. Talk to your pharmacist or doctor about getting vaccinated against RSV today. RSV vaccines, including Pfizer's, are available. Learn more at bewareofrsv.com. Brought to you by Pfizer.
Jim Gaffigan here with some more Straight Talk. Now you can get a Walmart Plus membership, plus not pay for it, because it's included with Straight Talk wireless plans. You get free delivery with Walmart Plus, plus a Paramount Plus subscription included. Plus, you pay less for gas. That's a lot of pluses.
Only Straight Talk gives you unlimited 5G data and Walmart Plus included on select plans for free.
Straight Talk Wireless, available at Walmart.
Requires service on Gold or Platinum Unlimited. One offer per eligible account. Paramount Plus Essential Plan only. Separate registration required. Additional terms apply.
The Chase eBusiness Premier Card is made for people who make things happen, like me. I'm Sam, founder and CEO of Manifest, a product design company that makes everyday products designed smarter. I get 2.5% cash back on purchases of $5,000 or more, plus unlimited 2% cash back on all other purchases, which helps us make more smart ideas into a brilliant reality.
The Inc. Business Premier Card. Learn more at chase.com/business premier. Chase for business. Make more with yours. Real business owner compensated for their participation. Account subject to credit approval. Restrictions and limitations apply. Cards are issued by JPMorgan Chase Bank. Any member FDIC.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack, but not with ZipRecruiter. Its powerful technology actively finds and invites qualified candidates to apply to your job. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you the needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
All across the country, people are coming together to speed up what we can learn about health. The All of Us Research Program is calling on 1 million people to join us as we try to change the future of health. For your family, for future generations, for all of us. Visit joinallofus.org and find out how you can become 1 in a million.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only 2 documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Norris, where we need him right now in the Middle East. Send him and George Kennedy. I forgot, George is dead. Let's see, Lee Marvin is dead. Most everybody on that movie is dead. So, but Chuck's still there. I think he's like 88 or something now, isn't he, Chuck? Or how old is Chuck Norris?
83.
83, okay.
I sent the Expendables, but that film lost $100 million the same. Part 4.
What, the last
part of, 4 really? Lost about $100 million the same, yeah.
Huh. Yeah, it'll make it up in other ways. That stuff still gets.
So anyway, ask me why you're playing this theme.
Why are we playing this theme, Jugger?
Because I just read that Chuck Norris, who hasn't done a film since 2012, Expendables 2, filmed an independent action movie at the age of 83 titled Agent Recon, described as an action sci-fi movie. It most likely will appear on some sort of a streaming service. I was a big fan of Chuck Norris. I thought he was a terrific action star. I loved,
yeah, he was.
I loved the Delta Force, the way he played. And that theme music is, to me, awesome. That really it pumps me up. It's a great theme. We talked about that movie many times. You know, Chuck
it's
Norris.
It's so identifiable.
It was a really good pairing. That was a fun, intense, nail-biting action film.
Yeah,
Back from the, I think it was in the 90s.
Yeah. No, it was earlier than that, I think.
Was it? Okay, maybe it was the 80s.
The 80s, yeah, I think so. And I only say that because the plane they used was a 707.
Got it.
Who was the pilot? Remember the actor who was the pilot? He was in a lot of...
Bo Swenson,
that's right.
Yeah. Yep.
Yep. He was
and
the
he had
pilot.
Martin Balsam and Shelley Winters in that film. It was a good movie.
Every character actor that was worth his or her salt at the time showed up in that movie. Yeah.
Yep.
Right, exactly. All right, so I see the Oppenheimer movie is going back to IMAX theaters for a limited time.
Well, what they want to do is it's made $930 million worldwide, so I guess the studio Warner Brothers would love to see it do another 70 to get it over the billion mark. That's a nice goal. A billion.
Yep.
You ever have $1 billion? I never had $1 billion, but I guess But I think if a movie makes $1 billion, it's a very good achievement. Now, speaking of achievements, this movie Five Nights at Freddy's, which is based on a very popular video game. I'm not familiar with it because I don't play video games. But not only did it do $80 million domestically in its opening weekend, but same day, Peacock reported it was the highest rated streaming movie over one weekend they ever had, beating Halloween Ends a year before. Listen, I guess that's pretty impressive. Now, reviews were tepid. They plan on doing sequels, but that's going to be the newest trend, Doug. Video games into movies, because that's where the young audience is watching these video games. So if they make a feature based on the game, they'll pull people into theaters. This is an example of it. Does it excite me? No, but just relaying the facts.
The facts, nothing but the facts.
Yep.
All right, Robert De Niro and Leonardo.
Have you looked at this? I don't want to talk about this too much, but the Robert De Niro defamation trial, civil trial.
What I was doing was kind of putting the stuff with De Niro, the butt padding. He got spanked by Robert De Niro. DiCaprio did,
in
and
the movie.
People raising their eyebrow at that. And now De Niro, because he's being tried, as you suggested, for
Definitely.
Some kind of.
I open myself up to a can of worms talking about it, but I find it absurd. I mean,
I do too.
I
do too.
Find it
the fact
and
that
based
somebody
on it, based
wanted
on
to
the...
sue him. Will you stop interrupting me? I'll stop interrupting you if you stop.
Sure. Yeah.
I know you're getting excited about being here. Let me just set the premise so people know what we're talking about. So the fact that this guy is being sued because he called some woman petulant and snippy and a spoiled brat. So you sue somebody because of that? You know what? He doesn't dispute it, by the way, either.
My point is, every person on the planet could be sued civilly, correct?
Yeah, right.
I mean, that's the absurdity of this, in my opinion. That's what I was trying to say.
Yeah, thank you, Chugger. It's good for
you're
you.
You're welcome.
To say that. Yeah, right.
I got one more thing.
Thank you, please.
Warner Brothers did a remake of Salem's Lot, which was supposed to be released theatrically last year. They delayed it due to COVID, and they delayed it due to the writer's strike. Now, according to Variety, it's going to go straight to streaming HBO Max, which is now just called Max. They say that Warner Brothers says it's not the quality of film, that Max needs content, but that speaks volumes. It's probably not very good.
All right, good to know that. Thank you, Chuck, for your attention to detail here. All right, even though he does interrupt me, and I don't want to have that be I want us to listen to each other is saying, because your stuff is so good.
This is an urgent warning. America is heading for another major financial disaster at an alarming rate. We could see stock prices fall as much as 50%, but this time the crash could be more violent and come faster than you ever imagined. We are Advantage Gold, America's most trusted precious metals company, and we are here to sound the alarm that winter is coming for investors. And now is the time to take actions that may help protect and secure your portfolio with physical precious metals. Want to help protect your hard-earned money before it's too late?
rate? Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and request our free gold and silver survival kit today. Mention that you heard us on the radio and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver coins. The number is 800-900-8000. Call now to get your free survival kit and see if you qualify for $1,000 in free silver today.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.